Today we begin Parshas Noach. In the Simonim Tanakh, we are on page 9. We're in Perek Vov, chapter 6, Pasuk Tes, verse 9. We'll do the first 4 Psukim of Noach. In lesson 27, we're going to call this Noach and His Times. We're beginning topic 1. Is basically the Mabul. That's the first section of this Parsha. And let's begin reading inside. Pasuk Tes. The Simonim calls this topic Toldos Noach, which we will explain. Eile Toldos Noach, Noach, Ish Tzadik, Tomim Hoya Bidorosav. Es ha Elohim hisalech Noach, vayoled Noach shlosha vanim, es shem es chom v'es yofes, vatishaches ha'aretz lifnei ha'elohim, vatimolei ha'aretz chomos, vayar Elohim es ha'aretz v'hinei nishchasa, Ki hishchiz kol basor estarko al ha'aretz. Let's read that again, Pasuk Tes. Eile toldos Noach, Noach, ish tzadik, tamim haya bidorosav, es ho Elohim hishalech Noach, vayoled Noach shloshavanim, es shem, es chom, v'es yofes, Vatishaches ha'aretz lifnei ha'elohim, vatimolei ha'aretz chamas, vayar Elohim es ha'aretz v'hinei nishchasa, ki hishchiz kol basor es darko al ha'aretz. Let's learn the psukim inside now. Pasuk Tes. Eile, these are toldos. Toldos, we already explained, are either the generations or the chronicles, basically the history of Noach. Now, it's interesting. You'd expect to see children coming up in the next words. However, there's a bit of an interruption, a non sequitur, and the Torah tells us, now, although Noach was mentioned already in the last parsha, but there he was mentioned in terms of being from the 10 generations from Adam to Noach. Now we're going to focus why Noach found favor in Hashem's eyes. And we're going to hear the whole story of Noach and how he did what he was supposed to do here. So Eile Toldos Noach, these are the chronicles of Noach. 3 clauses. Noach ish tzadik. Noach was a tzadik, was a righteous man. Righteous can be understood. He was, in terms of his relationship, Bein Adam LaChavero, his relationship between himself and other people. So the most obvious one is a righteous person does not steal. Number 2, Tamim, he was complete with no faults. Hayah, he was Bidoro Sav in his generation. Relative to the people of his generation, he was a tzaddik. There's a discussion in the commentaries, in other generations, how would he be? But that's not for now. Tamim here will also mean he was not immoral. So this deals with the Bein Adam La'atzmo, between himself, the man and himself. Chazal tell us that he was born circumcised. That's also Tamim. So as opposed to the his generation. And number 3, Ve'esho Elohim, and along with the Almighty, he salech Noach. Noach walked with the Almighty, meaning to say he separated from people because they were wicked. Instead, he remained alone with Hashem. And that's the third aspect of a person's avoda, Bein Adam LaMakom, between himself and God. He was totally with Hashem and not with any idols. So really, the rabbis are teaching us the main toldos, the main chronicles of a person are the mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, the mitzvahs and good deeds which he had. So in terms of Bein Adam LaChavero, between him and his friends, he was a tzaddik. Between Bein Adam LaAtzmo, between himself, he was a tamim. And between Bein Adam LaMakom, between him and Hashem, he was Hisalech Noach. He went with Noach. Similar wording as we found by Chanoch, the descendant of Shes. And now we talk about his children. Pasuk Yud, Vayolad, and he gave birth, he fathered Noach. Noach fathered Shloshavanim, three sons, Es Shem, Es Chom, the Es Yafes. He fathered Shem, Chom, and Yefes. We already said that's not the chronological order, as we explained in the last parsha. We'll see later on that perhaps these three sons relate to these three aspects of Noach's behavior. We'll see that later. Now, in contradistinction to that, the world was totally different. And just like Adam was good in three ways, the world was bad in three ways. And this will explain a little bit of the redundancy in the Psukim. Vatishaches, the root is shiches, which you'll find three times in the next two Psukim. There's many interpretations. Shiches can mean became corrupted, destroyed itself, evil. That's shaches, destruction, corrupted. Vatishaches ha'aretz, and the land was corrupted. It doesn't mean the land, it means the people who lived in the land. Lifnei ho'elohim, before God. It's interesting, before the Almighty, why it says before the Almighty, and we'll see in a minute. And as a result of that, and this is the first aspect of Bein Adam Lachaver, between man and man, what was this destruction? It was a destruction of that relationship between man and man. Vatimolei ha'aretz chamas, and the world, vatimolei, was filled. Again, it doesn't mean the earth, but rather the people who lived on the earth with chamas. Chamas means thievery. Thievery is that step of the destruction of the relationship between man and man. It's interesting, said Lifnei Elohim, before the Almighty Judge, because they stole in ways that legally you could not take him to court. The rabbi said people would go buy a stall of grapes and everybody would take one grape, which was less than a monetary value to take someone to court. Of 100,000 people take one guy's grape, he's left with nothing. So it's a type of thievery that was not against the law per se, but Lifnei Elohim, before the ultimate Almighty Judge, this was a destruction of the relationship between man and man. Pasuk Yud Beis will discuss the next two destructions. Vayar Elohim, and the Almighty saw, here it means he understood, Es Ha'aretz, the earth, meaning the people's actions on the earth. Vihine, and behold, Nishchasa. Again we have, it was corrupted. Now here we're referring to the aspect Bein Adam Lamakom, the relationship between man and the Almighty, because that's something Vayar Elohim that only Hashem can see. Hashem can see while others cannot see what's in your mind. This idolatry of the mind starts before actual idolatry. So that's the second corruption. Ki hishchis, now we get to the third one, that hishchis was destroyed. Kol basar, all flesh was destroyed. And what did they destroy? Esdarko, its path, meaning the path of life, which would be the moral path. All flesh destroyed its path. It was acting in an immoral way, as we saw before, where the strong men were taking women or things like that. Or just immorality in general, which is a Bein Adam La'atzmo, between man and himself, Avera. And Kol Basar, all flesh, even all the animals, everything in the world, except the birds and crawling things, except for the fish. Esdarko, its path. So the people were living in sin, animals were mixing inappropriately, al ha'aretz, upon the earth, and therefore we'll see that Hashem, because of this, would destroy the world, but would save Noach and his family. Let us now read the psukim one more time with this understanding. Pasuk Tes. Eile toldos Noach, Noach ish tzadik, tamim haya bedorosav, eso Elohim hisalech Noach, Vayoled Noach shloshavanim, es shem, es chom, v'es yafes. Vatishaches ha'aretz lifnei ho'elohim, vatimolei ha'aretz chomos. Vayar Elohim es ha'aretz v'nei nishchasa ki ishchis kol basor es darko al ha'aretz. Let's look at the questions. Question number one. Mahem toldos shalotim. What are the toldos of a person? It means the generations or the chronicles of a person. And here specifically, it's the person's own lifestyle and behavior that remains after him. To minikra ish tzadik, who is called an ish tzadik? Noach. Mahu tamim, what is tamim? Tamim means complete with no faults. For mihaya tamim, who was tamim? Noach. 5. B'yachas l'mi, compared to whom, haya Noach tamim. Was Noach considered tamim? In relation to l'dorosav, to his people who lived in his generation. 6. Targem b'dorosav, translate b'dorosav, in his generation. Question 7. Mi'em shnei anashim, who are the two people, shahaleim nemar, that about both of them it was ne'emar, it was said, shahalchu esho Elohim, they walked with the Almighty. It said about Noach here, and regarding Chanoch ben Yered, the son of Yered, a descendant of Shase. Pasuk 8, question 8. Kama banim hayu l'Noach, how many sons did Noach have? 3. 9. Mahayu Shemos b'nei Noach. What were the names of the sons of Noach? Shem, Chom, and Yefes. 10. Targem, translate the word Vatishaches. Vatishaches means to become corrupted, destroyed, or evil. 11. Ha'im b'meshach ha-120 shana. During the 120 years, Shenasan Hashem, that Hashem gave, Lashuv, to return, during the 120 years that Hashem gave the world time to do tshuva, heishchisu anashim nosafim es maseim, did people continue to be corrupted more so in their ways? The answer is yes. 12. Targem vatimole, translate the word vatimole, it means was filled. 13. Targem chamas, what does chamas mean? Thievery. Coincidentally, of course, no coincidence, Hamas. Is definitely from the word chamas, which means thievery. 14. Eila 3 suge averas. What 3 types of sins? Asu kol b'nei ha'aretz bisman Noach. Did the people of the land do in the days of Noach? Thievery, which certainly could have also led to murder. Avodah zara, idol worship, and immorality. So they sinned the big 3. As we know, the 3 sins that you have to give up your life for and not transgress is Shvichas Damim, murder, Avodah Zarah, idolatry, and Gilui Arayis, immorality. So they did all 3. 15. Ma ra Hashem lagabe kol aretz bizmano. What did Hashem see concerning the entire inhabitants of the earth in the time shel Noach of Noach? Vinei nishchasa. They were corrupted in all 3 ways. 16. Targem darko, translated with darko, meaning in its path, in the moral path. 17. Ma madgish ha-pasuk. What's the pasuk stressing? B'milim, with the words ki hishchis, in bold, kol basor, that all flesh, es darko kol aretz, meaning all flesh, including the animals. Question 18. Ma kavana. What's the specific intent when the pasuk says of the words shel ish tzadik, that he was an ish tzadik? The answer was that Noach was righteous in terms of the mitzvos bein adam lachavero, between man and his neighbor. He did not steal, he did not murder, he didn't bother anybody, he was kind to people. 19. Maha kavona shel tamim. What's the intention of the word tamim? Wholesome, meaning he was moral, he was born circumcised, he excelled in bein adam leatzmo, in the relationship between himself, he and himself. 20. Maha kavona shel es Elohim. What's the intention of the words, and he walked with God? I mean, he succeeded in Bein Adam Lamakom, in the relationship between himself and his maker. He worshipped only Hashem. In contradistinction, the next 3 questions, 21, Ma Kavana Shel, what's the intention of Vatishaches Ha'aretz, that the earth became corrupted? That's the aspect Bein Adam L'Chavero, which the aspect of stealing and ultimately murder. 22. Ma kavona shel vinei nishchasa. What does it mean? It was alt, and that behold, hinei, behold, nishchasa. It was corrupted. That's bein adam lamakom, between man and his relationship with God, idol worship. And 23. Ma kavona shel ki hishchis kol basor. What's the intention? That all flesh was corrupted. That's bein adam latzma, between man and himself, the issues of immorality. So we have Noach's 3 successes in these 3 areas of life, versus the 3 failures of mankind. He was able to resist all of that, and certainly Hashem will destroy the rest of the world so that they will not negatively impact on Adam and Noach, and Noach will at least remain the righteous person in the world. Let's read the psukim for a 4th and final time. Eile told us Noach, Noach, ish tzadik, tomim hoya bedorosav, eso Elohim hisalech Noach, vayoled Noach shloshav, vanim eshem eschom v'yes yofes, vatishachei soaretz lifneho Elohim, vatimolei haaretz chomos, vayar Elohim esoretz v'nei nishchosa, kishchis kobosor, estarko al haaretz. Please spend 15 minutes reviewing this lesson. We're now starting Noach. We should all have a successful limud in this new parsha that will be going on for 25 lessons till its completion. Have a good day.